Jerry Bader Show 949. I think everybody does agree that there are roads in Wisconsin that need upkeep. But nobody can agree on how to pay for them. Scott Walker wanted to bond a whole boatload of money. That didn't go well. And one idea that keeps coming back again and again is toll roads, which I'm open to. I presented, if you're just joining us, I read two arguments, one for, one against. I think they're both fairly well written and make a case in either direction. I want to see which way you go on it. Mark in Athens. Mark, go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have more money to pay for some of these projects, let's do away with this mandate that says that these guys have to get paid this state and federal wage. A friend of mine is driving dump truck down on the, I believe they call it the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee, and he is getting paid $53 an hour. I want to know where else in the state you can work for $53.
Yeah, well, I mean, they addressed prevailing wage the best they could in the last session with what they could get passed. And I agree, Mark, that the cost is an issue. But at the moment, what we're debating is where to get the revenue from to pay whatever the cost is. Thanks a lot for the call. To Chris in Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My only issue with toll roads is being a former Illinois resident. The toll roads were created in Illinois in 1953 and were supposed to only last for 20 years. They're not only around, but they're expanding dramatically, and the cost of it has gone up incredibly. When they originally built, also 70% of the traffic that was going through the Illinois was long-distance travel, and by the end of the 20th century, basically what wound up happening is 70% of the profits was coming nothing but from commuters. That was it. I guess from my experience, formerly living in Illinois, it's just another piggy bank for our politicians to rob, and it will wind up becoming empty because at some point we will have Democrats back in charge of the state, unfortunately, and they will raid the funds and we'll be back in the same situation, except we'll have all these toll roads still.
Okay, but then and I think there are issues to anything. I mean, there's, I think any fund could be raided, but your point is well taken. So if it's not going to be toll roads, you could raise the gas tax, but vehicles get more and more fuel efficient, more and more hybrid, and even more and more non-fuel, the fuel gasoline that's taxed right now. So what's the answer then, a $500 registration fee?
I mean, that is kind of the million-dollar question. That's why there's people getting paid a lot more money than me to figure this kind of stuff out.
Well, that's...
I understand. I just think that with the tolls, just from the experience that I have, I look at the Illinois roads, and now they are a little bit better. Mm. But for the number of years that they had toll roads and how terrible that the conditions still were, because they never had enough money, they just wind up getting mismanaged. And, you know, I guess that's, when you look at Illinois and what a mess it is, that's not shocking.
And I would think, it's Illinois, that's a good point. I mean, that's not just a cheap shot. It's obviously they do have huge state government issues. But the other thing is, I'll say this, I lean toll roads, but I am undecided. I lean toll roads. The other thing, one of the things that helps, that pushes me to lean that way, is I think, Chris, the technology is just going to get better and better and better, where you'll have less of an issue, with fishing out coins and all of that, even for people who don't use them frequently, like with the iPass and all that.
Yes. No, I mean, I think, maybe like a 90-94 would maybe make some sense, because that is the one that really goes from Illinois through Wisconsin up to Minnesota.
Yep.
But I don't know. I just think it's a slippery slope, and once you start getting government even more involved, as we've seen with government in the past, when you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Let me ask you this, based on your Illinois experience, because the guy opposing toll roads said this, and Earl makes this argument all the time, that people will divert. They'll take side roads and so on and beat the hell out of those roads. Is that your experience in Illinois?
I would say there kind of strategically built where the toll roads are kind of around the airports. So, I mean, that also, I mean, that does cause, you know, more traffic and everything. But I-290 going into the city is not a toll road, and that road is an absolute mess. That highway is always jam-packed as soon as, like, 88 and 290 meet up. The Eisenhower has always been a disaster, and it's always under construction. And people tend to flock to go in that highway instead.
For this company, I have had to go around the horn to Kalamazoo, Michigan. God, I hate that.
Yeah.
It is just because, you know, to get through to Indiana and then up the pike to Michigan, I have to go. It's just a pain in the neck. Chris, thanks a lot for the call. The point that I just asked Chris about apparently is Eric's point. Eric in Bellevue, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. How are you today?
Good.
I don't know. You just said you just drove around the horn to Kalamazoo, and I'm sure just like anybody else, you can set your GPS to avoid the tolls. You know, it's kind of like throwing good money over bad. You don't really see the point of it if they're avoidable. Like the second opinion piece you read, it's just going to accelerate the deterioration of the rural roads.
I'm just wondering, though, if that is the experience. I would like to see some research on that from states that already have toll roads, if in fact that has happened. I'm not saying it hasn't.
No, I get it.
But I would like, you know, it's certainly an argument against it. But then on the other hand, I'll ask you the question I asked the earlier caller. Then, are you okay with a $500 per vehicle registration fee?
Well, they've been doing it in Georgia. It's been a percentage of your vehicle's value, if I recall correctly, but that was back in the 90s, so I don't know, it probably could have changed.
What about the question of fairness, though? I mean, isn't it more fair? And again, I lean toll roads. I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here. I am a little bit because I lean toll roads. What about the concept, the more you use it, the more you should pay for it?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, most of my travel is local. You know, I'm east and west side. I don't leave the state a lot, so the toll road wouldn't affect me because I have a job. It's an acronym for just over broke, so I can't afford vacations.
All right, Eric, thanks a lot for the call. To Dennis in Wittenberg. Dennis, go ahead.
Fantastic. I love this topic. I've been a trucker my entire life. Back in the late 80s, the Ohio Turnpike Commission, they raised the tolls on trucks to the point that nobody that owned a truck, company truck, owner-operator, would run that toll road. They would run Highway 20, which parallels the toll road, and the trucks completely obliterated it.
Wow.
Every little town you went through, railroad tracks were compressed, potholes, you name it, but the guys, they kept on doing it. The Illinois Skyway, that is not owned by the Illinois Toll Authority. That is owned by private investors overseas. They're bankrupt. The Indiana Toll Road is also owned by foreign investors. They're bankrupt. They're talking in another 3 years to run from Illinois to the Ohio border on the Indiana Toll Road is going to cost $150 a truck. I have people dumb enough to tell me, well, in Wisconsin, we got to get money from all those people from Illinois that are going up to Door County. No, you're not going to get the money from them. When you go to the grocery store and you get something that gets touched by a truck, nobody has yet to tell me what they have that hasn't been touched by a truck. Anything that runs on a toll road, that is part of the rate that truck is going to get to move it. It might be 2 cents on a 12-pack of toilet paper, but they're going to get it. That truck is going to get the money back for that toll.
Dennis,
and you cannot, is the double taxation thing. You cannot take an existing road and make a toll road out of it. It's double taxation. So people that think, well, I'm never going to use a toll road, I don't care. Yes, you are. You are not going to use it, but you are going to pay for it when you get gas, groceries, pharmaceuticals, you name it. You are going to pay for that toll road.
Then what would be your preferred choice to pay for roads?
Say that again, Jay.
Then, if not toll roads, what would you support to get the increased revenue we need to fix our roads?
Just me. I do a lot of work. I've been involved with construction projects, I-41 from top to bottom, I guess, Green Bay and the Milwaukee area.
Yeah.
You get underneath some of the bridges that are getting built, you want to see waste. You want to see total waste. I don't care what the bridge looks like. I don't want to put a bunch of fancy false work on it. I don't want phony-looking brick. All I want for my tax dollar out of a bridge is that it stays up when I go over it and it stays up when I go under it.
All right, Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. Rob in Denmark, hang on if you can. We're going to stay on this topic after the news. 9:59.
The Jerry Bader Show.